Commissioner's Court for Monday, May 11th, 2026, at 9 a.m. begins here.
Okay. This is a meeting of Franklin County Commissioner's Court, regular meeting on the 11th day of May, 2026, at 9 a.m. here in the courthouse in Alvarado, Texas. Start with Andrew Casey. Scott, lead us in the word.
Sure. Father, we come to you in prayer this morning. We thank you, Lord, for your day, for all the many blessings God you've given us. Lord, once again, we give you thanks for where we live and the state we live in, Lord, and all of our neighbors and family, friends, and loved ones, Lord, we get to do life with. We thank you for your provisions, your blessings for us in this state, our county, and Lord, we just pray for our nation, all the different stuff that's going on here in our country and abroad. We pray for the conflict that our country's in over in Iran. Pray for wisdom for our president and all of our leaders there. Pray for our allies, Israel, and everybody that's involved with that. God bless us this morning as we consider and take care of the county's business. Give us wisdom and understanding in everything we do. We're thankful to be able to serve. And we ask it all in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Pledge of allegiance. The U.S. flag.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Texas flag.
Honor the Texas flag. I pledge allegiance to the Texas, one state under God, one and indivisible.
Thank you. You need to go. Give us time. I'm going to go to him first.
Yeah, no, go ahead.
Oh, I'm sorry. Public comment.
Yes.
What in the world happened to you? Somebody got a hold of you. You took one of them senior citizen calls. public comments?
Yes.
Charlie.
I actually have two public comments. The first one is, I don't know if you all remember, but back in December of 24, I had an issue on our road that we had a private company out of Winsboro that was going to drop raw sewer. Mm-hmm. It was ending up in my yard. And I sent out a plea for support. TCEQ received 114 comments. And my comment today is I want to specifically thank this commissioner's court and commissioners. On December 31st of 24, you guys signed a resolution to CEQ requesting that they not honor that company's permit, and each of you individually went in. I want to tell you that property is now up for sale.
Oh, really? Well,
so it proves that if we get together and do something, we can make something happen. So I want to thank you for that. I also want to thank my Precinct 3 commissioner and the Precinct 3 crew. I was out of town during the big storm, got a frantic text from my granddaughter who had gone over to feed the animals and check on the house, and she said, Grandma, you got trees down everywhere, which I'm sure most of you in the county did, but as you know, I live on 3070, which now has become a NASCAR raceway. These guys think they're...
That's what you get when you have nice roads.
Oh, I got a beautiful. I got the best road in the county, I'll tell you. Anyway, by the time I made it home 8 hours later, Robert Summerlin had been out there, and they had done a beautiful job clearing my road and clearing around my driveway and my yard so we could at least get into the driveway. So I just want to say thank you to my Precinct 3 commissioner and his crew.
Thank you. It's nice to have people say nice things to me.
For most times,
cheer on somebody.
I'll add that to that. All the commissioners did a good job. We had a mess all over this county.
Yeah.
It really was. They did a great job of that.
I'm about ready for it to drive so I can cut some trees up and get back in my truck. I can't do it. So. Anybody else?
I just want to remind everybody that early voting starts on the 18th. It goes through the 22nd, and then the poll day is the 26th of this month. Right. For the runoff, it's for the runoffs, and there's a lot of people on the ballots, but the important one is the very last one. I have one more thing.
Okay.
On Memorial Day, we're going to open an exhibit at the museum. If you haven't been there in a while, we are making a military exhibit, and it's for soldiers, mostly from World War II, from Franklin County. And we've got their names and their information and their decorations on their uniforms and all kinds of stuff. And it's mostly me doing it, so I would like to see a lot of people there.
Yeah. I wonder if we have anybody from Franklin County still alive from World War II. I don't know if we're doing that.
We barely have any alive from Vietnam.
I know it. And I want to excuse myself from the hot funds deal this year, but the only reason I bring this, because I'm running for county commissioner, and I don't want to be a conflict of interest in any sort of way, but I just want to say thank y'all as commissioners for going through that process. I know it's a headache to y'all, I'm sure, but it helps a lot of small businesses, and it changes a lot. It could change their whole outlook on things, as far as advertisement and things they do. So thank y'all for going through that, but I am one that's not...
You can still be here 2:00 for y'all too.
Okay.
All right, thank you. Anybody else? Let's go back. Because you've got to go. I'm going to go ahead and Richard needs to go, so I'm going to go ahead. Let's just go to number 9 before we even start doing any of the other stuff. Presentation of delinquent tax collections from Lyme Barger. And we were going to table it, but we talked about it a while ago, and I said, let's go ahead and at least talk about what the problem was. I didn't understand what the problem was, really. I had 10,000 things last week when I was talking to you.
Well, Judge, first of all, thank you for moving me forward on the agenda. I've got a hearing I've got to be at in another county this afternoon. I think there's been a little bit of confusion because there was a couple of different quote-unquote contracts that needed to be, or that we would like to have visited. One of them is the interlocal agreement for tax collections for Melissa's office and the taxing entities. It's more or less everything's the same in the contract, except Melissa's asked that the wording be that she's allowed to keep the 1%, her collection fee for collecting from the funds that she collects, instead of sending the entire amount to the entity and then waiting for a check to come back. There's been some delinquencies, would that be a good way to call it?
Yes.
There's been some delinquencies getting collections from a couple of the entities. It's not unusual for tax offices to do that, and this is honestly a sign of a growing tax base, of a growing community. When things like that start to happen, most of your larger counties already do this. They just reserve it back, send a report every month, which she's required to do anyways, and then it'll have the total funds collected, the total delinquency collected, and then her percentage that she keeps out. That's all that would be. I think that's everything on that.
And the attorney fees.
Oh, and the attorney fees.
Attorney
since she's going to go ahead and keep her portion and show that out, she'll also keep a line where anything that we've collected delinquent, she would keep that out, and instead of getting a check from each of the entities sent to Lyme Barger, it would come just from her office. What this does is this keeps the steady flow of income her office needs to operate, obviously, keep it coming in. Should an entity decide not to pay for 2-3 months for some oversight, that could cause an issue with funds in her office. So that's the interlocal. I believe.
So do we have those?
I want to say Wade sent it to Landon. I wasn't copied in on it. If it was, it's something we can get to you. And if, since we don't have a physical copy here, I'm going to say let's table it and bring it at the next one. I'm going to make sure Wade's here this time, since this is kind of his baby. The other contract, and if Melissa wants to speak to it, I'll let her.
What was the, he was explaining the okay. Problem, the 15%.
So years ago, it was 15% on the total delinquent for the attorney. And then it changed to 20%, or I don't remember what year. And then it stayed 20% until we renewed the contract back to 15 just for the county. So all my other entities are 20%, except for the county, it's 15. Well, it was an issue with the balancing when I would roll data to Lyme Barger for my delinquent taxes, but I'd go back and forth. Well, now it's another issue because we're 15, 20, 15 for the county, 15, 20 for the other entity. So it was the last week of April before Limebarger got the approval to mail my delinquent notices.
So to make it easier, fuse, go back to 20 and everybody yes. be 20, and yes. that saves you a lot of headache.
A lot of okay. headache.
And that contract you do have, along with the resolution, action, and notices on the wall. That one you do have.
Okay.
I'm happy to expound further on that. That's the only difference in it, in the contract from what we have now to what we're proposing. And the sole reason being for it, for calculations, is the taxing softwares really aren't designed for that much of an offset, for that many multiple changes into the calculations, and it's going to end up with tax bills being wrong. We've had some tax bills that have gone out wrong.
Yep.
It's going to have some problems. Part of the reason we have it on here today is if the court decides to grant it, notices will go out this month with the appropriate 20%, which will allow Melissa to correct that before the notices go out, means that this year will correct all of the issues and everything will go out as 20% across the board. So it eliminates the problems.
Okay.
Do you with the amended?
Yeah.
So those are in your packet this time because I took them out.
Not well, I know so.
Yeah, I mean,
they did
the public notice.
It was
posted.
Yeah,
so we got
to
go
ahead.
Okay.
Because I didn't know she took it off the agenda. So, yeah.
So we just put it back on the next agenda.
Yeah.
I think so because Marie took it down after
yeah. What is the date?
Okay. Because I didn't talk to them at the conference.
2 weeks from now. That's going to be more.
Would you want me to grab it?
Yeah,
it'd
be Tuesday.
Because they're not on the agenda.
What I'll do to make sure that the court has it is I'll take it out of the weekend and I'll send it to you, Scott, and then you can disseminate it to wherever it needs to go.
Okay.
So that everybody has it time to review it.
Good deal. See, we might can do something now. She's checking, I guess. Okay.
So. I'm happy to answer any other questions.
Yeah, does anybody have any questions while we're waiting over that? I see the problem.
It is
a huge
major
problem.
Yes.
And, you know, when we redid it, I think that, you know, we were thinking about, you know, times are tough. I didn't realize all the other ones were 20. I didn't even think uh-huh. about it. I didn't even think about that when I was doing that.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
What kind of a problem that would entail. But it's you know, it's just something we're trying to do for people that
and that, were yeah.
hurting.
And
yeah. I mean, and that hasn't changed now. The amount of money people are paying for gas and everything. I mean, that's just a thing that I think we need to talk about it. For a little bit, or have time to mull it over a little bit.
Yeah.
That's when we had this conversation 2 years ago.
Yeah. I didn't realize when we did it 2 years ago that there's so many things that pop up later that you find out. I didn't realize. And I didn't even think about school or anybody else doing that. Did you have something?
Yeah, I don't know if I'm in the conversation here or not, but it seemed like the reason it was 15 is because there's a competition for contract, so they went in line with the competition.
Well, we asked them to do that, though. We asked
them
to come down.
The competition's not around, we're going back to the...
Yeah. Well, I mean, this has nothing to do personally with me on competition. This has something to do with... It's a pain you know, you're trying to straighten things out.
I understand that, but the other one's going to work it out from there, apparently, because that's what brings it too. But like I say, it makes it harder on the people themselves, and it looks like a computer can handle any problem.
I don't know, some kind of game. What's it? ChatGPT is asking me. Anybody ask any questions over that? If we have to, if you need to go, we can probably table this.
Yeah, I'm good.
Okay, let's go wait for her to do that. I guess we could we'll come back. We'll go ahead and get the top part done. Let's go back to number one right quick. Considering take action to approve minutes from April 27, 2026 regular session meeting. Motion to approve that.
So moved.
Second.
Okay, got a motion second. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? The ayes have it. Number two, audit claims against the county and authorize their payments. Pass.
The amount submitted for your approval is $168,924.55.
Okay, any questions over that? Motion to approve.
So moved.
Second.
Okay, got a motion second. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? The ayes have it. Number three, consider and take action to approve minutes from February 9th, 2026, Franklin County Child Welfare Board regular meetings. And I have those right here. If y'all looked over those, it's pretty normal. Nothing out of
those are normally just a record, I think. Anyway. Oh. But that, it is on there for an action item, but I think normally we just record them.
I think so. We'll do go ahead and motion to approve.
So moved.
Second.
Got a motion second. All in favor say aye. All opposed, the ayes have it. Number four, consider and take action to approve resolution authorizing recognition of National Police Week. Now, this was kind of my little dude. And I'm glad you're here, Sheriff.
Mm-hmm.
Let me get to it. Oh, I'm there. I'm here. I went to ACTOG week before last, and they had this, and I said, I'm going to make sure we have this on there. This is a resolution of Franklin County authorizing recognition of National Police Week, whereas law enforcement agencies play a vital role in protecting the health and safety of residents in Franklin County and across the state of Texas, and whereas Franklin County is committed to providing technical assistance and training services for law enforcement officers, and the reason, and whereas Franklin County recognizes the professional and unending services of law enforcement officers that they respond to and strive to serve the communities of our region on a daily basis, and whereas the National Police Week offers honor, remembrance, and peer support while allowing enforcement, survivors, and citizens to gather and pay homage to who gave their lives in the line of duty. And whereas in 1962, President John F. Kennedy signed a proclamation which designated May 15th as Peace Officers Memorial Day and the week in which it falls on National Police Week. Now, therefore, let it be resolved by the Franklin County Commissioners Court that Section 1, that behalf of the law enforcement officers serving in Franklin County and those who gave their lives and service in our community across the nation, state, and county, Franklin County Commissioners Court hereby declares the week of May 10th through the 16th, 2026 as National Police Week. That Franklin County Commissioners Court encourages all to participate in honoring, remembering, and supporting peers with appropriate activities and memorials to allow law enforcement, survivors, and citizens together to pay homage to those who gave their lives in the line of duty, adopted and approved this 11th day of May 2026. And?
I move to approve the resolution.
Okay.
Authorize the recognition of National Police Week.
Second.
Got a motion and a second. Any discussion? Rick, would you like to say anything?
No, I appreciate you, Judge, doing that. Just for the court, and I'm sitting here. I can't remember his last name, Robert, first officer of the shield here in Franklin County. But for some of you that may not know it, he's probably nationally the shortest
serving
officer in the United States. Before getting killed in the line of duty, he was appointed a deputy, and 5 minutes later he was killed in the line of duty back here in the old court, in the old jail. Mm-hmm. So, and it's been, we always thought that, but there's been a company come in years ago and went back and actually researched and documented that he is the shortest term serving officer in history. So, I do appreciate that. And folks come here to serve this community and they give their life for what the service is. And their love to this community. So, thank you.
Him and Bobby Biggerstaff.
Melvin Jackson.
I forgot about Melvin. That's right. Here in COVID.
And also, you know, we put in, I don't know, years ago to make this a memorial highway out here with TxDOT, and last I knew we were waiting on them, and I haven't judged or anything else about
it. I have not.
I was wanting to do it back when it was the 30th anniversary, and now we're 5 or 6 years past that.
Mm-hmm.
Every time I check with them, they're up to coming. So, anyway, I need to look into that again, too. Because this widow was asking about the other day.
Yeah. All right, we have a motion and a second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? The ayes have it. I will start down here. Okay. I'm going to wait for Marvin to get into this on that. Talking to him about that. Now let's skip five until Marvin gets right here on that one. Number six, consider and take action to approve purchase of 2016 loader for precinct two. Motion? Oh, I'm sorry.
Which one did you skip?
I skipped number five. Oh, okay. We're going to do the Red Cross and delegation. Well,
what that is, I found the loader, and this is per inspection, and I'm supposed to be down there Wednesday to inspect it and look at it. And if it's what I'm looking for and what I need, then I will purchase it. All right.
I move to approve.
So, got a motion and second. Any more discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? The ayes have it. Number seven, consider and take action to approve GovStack agreement for county website design and hosting. Okay, now you're up there.
Yeah. Let me make sure my volume's on. You can hear me?
I can hear you. You hear me okay?
Yes, ma'am. We're good to go.
Perfect. Good morning, Commissioners.
Good morning.
Good morning.
You can go ahead.
Did you want me to present that, or did you want to do a quick introduction?
Well, this is Stephanie from GovStack, the website hosting and design company that I talked to y'all about last time. We did receive the contract. Landon did review it, and he said that everything looked fine. We could go ahead. Marla had said she wanted to do the 1 month sum at the start, and then just the smaller annual payment. So that's what she had, the contract that's in her hands. So that's what she had stated in the contract for us. Marla thought y'all may have more questions. She would be the person to ask. If not, she can give you a quick presentation on what it is we're getting. So, what do you want?
Okay.
You can start.
Absolutely. Well, thank you all so much for your time this morning. As Beth mentioned, my name is Stephanie. I represent PHD Digital. Our platform is GovStack, and we exclusively do city, county, town websites across the United States. Beth and I started chatting because, as you well know, the current system that you're on is undergoing some migration that is incurring some additional costs. And it's opened up the discussion for many counties like yourselves to consider what else is out there in the market. At a much lower cost, GovStack not only provides you with a much more robust system that's easier for Beth and others to use and edit on the back end, but we help create an overall website experience for the residents of your county. It's just more modern and easier to use, and something that we focus on heavily is ADA tools built right into the system. So obviously with Title II and Section 508, accessibility, as it very well should be, is a big spotlight right now on all digital tools. So we have a lot of experience in ADA, and rather than, you know, having to go off and procure third-party tools to add to your website, which other vendors will require you to do, we have things baked directly into the tool. So as Beth mentioned, I'm here to answer any and all questions you might cover on the website. I'm very excited at the prospect of working with the county and helping you bring to life a digital vision that you have that is going to match the uniqueness that is Franklin County.
Okay. Anybody any questions over that? The cost was, I can't remember.
It should be in there. I think it was $13,000 for the...
Oh, there you go. I'm sorry.
Website design and going live and all that thing. And then it's like $4,900 a year. Is that correct?
$4,600
a year. Mm-hmm. Numbers don't stick in my hand.
who all uses y'all? Is there any counties close to us that use y'all? Any counties close to us use y'all?
As of right now, we're newer to the county
states in Texas. We have many cities across the state. We were able to Christy, Bryan, College Station, Kyle, Mercedes, just to name a few. But we're slowly moving into the counties in Texas specifically, which is why you see a 10% discount reflected in the quote, because counties in Texas specifically are a newer area for us. We have worked with many counties across the country, so we do understand that there is nuance to county versus city naturally. But that's a long-winded answer to your question.
Yeah, you're gonna be easy to work with. If we have a problem, you know, we sign up with a lot of companies sometime, Elevator, for example, and then all of a sudden, once we get them signed, we never hear from them again. And it's like pulling teeth trying to get anybody to show up or help us or anything like that. So I just want to make sure that y'all are gonna be there. Go ahead.
Sorry, I was just gonna say, we understand that customer service is imperative, and we actually do have a 100% retention rate of our clients across the country. And it's largely, in my opinion, due to our customer support model, which is that we will continue to meet with you as often as you wish. So if Beth wants to meet once a week, we can do that. That is no problem whatsoever. There's no SLA around it. There's no additional cost around that. Our business model is that if you're happy, you stay with us longer, and that's just how things should be. So we have, you know, references for days if you wanted to chat with anybody else. And as Beth mentioned, we have worked with many counties. It's just that across the state of Texas, historically, everybody's really done what Sierra has provided. But now, since Sierra is obviously lifting the cost for the website, it's really opened the door for many counties to start having these discussions, because there isn't a subsidized platform anymore.
Okay. Anybody ask any questions? Well, if Beth and Marla and Paris and whoever else has kind of looked on, if they're happy, I'm happy. We had a meeting about it last 2 weeks ago. We talked about it, so I think that we're ready to move forward on something. So, Beth, do you have anything else for her?
No, I think she and I'm in Virginia.
Okay. So we just need to vote on that.
Yes, right? Yes.
All right. Nobody else any questions?
As long as Beth likes them, that's the only thing she wants. I don't.
Was that a motion?
I like the motion.
Second.
Okay, got a motion and a second. Is there any more discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed. Ayes have it. I'm signing right now.
We'll send it your way after it gets filed with the county clerk.
I appreciate that. Thank you all so much for your time.
Thank you.
I very much look forward to meeting you all in person.
In your
future. Take care.
Thanks, Stephanie.
Thank you.
Bye,
Marla. Toby signed this. It looks like he signs this. It says Franklin County Precinct 2.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he just has to have the ability to sign.
Okay.
From all y'all. But you gotta do that.
I got
looking
at
him. That's
why it's a perfect
court. Then he can sign.
Okay, what did we find out?
So, if the court does the 1% for me to collect and the attorney fees, we can approve that, but table the other.
The 15 to 20.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yep.
Y'all okay with that?
So the interlocal is the 1%. It is purely, like Landon said, that's purely procedural. That's a matter of how the office wants to deal with the funds itself.
Okay.
And he was fine with that. He said he was fine with going forward with the detax with us if needed. I think just for everybody's ease, I think we all agreed it would be best that we table it. Give time to talk about it, make sure notice is posted correctly. And again, for me, my position is 15% is fine, 20% is fine. I don't want to see, I don't know, attorneys are greedy. So while we swim with sharks, professional courtesy, with all of that said, I don't want to do anything that puts anybody at unease. So absolutely, I say let's table it. And if it's something that's appropriate in 2 weeks, we go forward. If not, there's no rush for us to talk about and consider it. Ultimately, it's I hate to say burden, but I don't know a better word. The burden would rest on Melissa's office to try to make a patch for it if one's available.
Did y'all get that? So we can go ahead with everything. The motion to approve the resolution for the 1% and the whatever and table. Let's all get it in one motion.
I make a motion that we accept the 1% for Melissa and table the increase for the collection.
The collection. Gotcha.
Can I suggest you amend 1% to be the interlocal agreement, just for record sake?
Yep. Yes.
Can I ask a question to clarify?
Okay.
The 15 or 20% thing's not even on the agenda today, so there's...
There's no reason to table it. That's right.
We'll just bring it back. So all you need to vote on is the 1% thing. And that's in your agreements, right?
Yes, Landon has the agreements, he's going to forward them.
Okay, then we'll get them signed.
And the only change that's being made is that currently, we send out the bills and they pay us the 1%.
Okay, so number eight, consider and take action.
Now, what we're gonna do is we're gonna pay the 1% and send them the net, and the attorney's fee.
All right, so that was really number eight, so let me read it right quick. Consider and take action to approve changes to the interlocal agreement between Franklin County Tax, AC, and the City of Mount Vernon, Mount Vernon Avenue, Winsboro ISD, and Franklin County Water District, correct? We don't have to worry about tabling because it's not in there. That's, so that's all we have to have in there.
Make a motion that we approve that interlocal agreement.
Second, okay, got a motion and a second. Any more discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? The ayes have it. All righty.
But do you, on the 15 and 20, you're willing to go 15 straight across with all? Or just...
For me, it's not a, for me, it doesn't matter if the county goes 15 or 20%. It's solely for Melissa's.
Paying for her.
The court doesn't have the authority to set it for other entities, if that was the question.
Okay. But if y'all went back to the other and asked them to go to 15?
Good one.
I thought it was asking. It's worth asking.
Well, where Marla go?
If you guys would let me, I'm going to go to a less friendly court.
Thank you, Richard. See you later. I'll take care.
I'm going to go print those new ones from the Landon email.
Oh, okay. We can go ahead and kind of talk about this next one. Consider and take action to approve road crossing delegation policy. You were in there this morning when Landon was talking.
We have Clint here too.
Oh, Clint. Clint, there you go. We had a situation. Clint, I'll let you kind of explain it. It was brought up anytime we have any kind of deal. Oh, there she is. Anytime we have a deal going on, Landon kind of brought up this. Let's give it to each additional on any kind of road crossing, anything like that, if y'all let it. But we need a bond set also, and we'll talk about that here in a minute, $500,000 bond or whatever. Give each one of y'all the ability to, without bringing it to Commissioner's Court every time they have to do a road crossing or something, y'all handle it. And if you say no to somebody, then they have a right to appeal. That's the only thing I want. I want them to have a right to appeal to come to Commissioner's Court and do that. Clint, I'll let you explain a little bit more.
Well, this is basically your agreement for your utility crossing. I mean, I can see where there might be times there might be private owners that would, for some reason, need a road board. Generally, this is going to be for utility road boards, either for water or electricity. I guess possibly fiber optic if it's one that hadn't already been crossed. But some of the things that y'all are going to look at is they'll be setting what the contractor's liabilities and insurance is going to need to be set at.
Yeah, he said probably $500,000 on bond, isn't that correct?
It's not a bond, it's general liability.
Yeah, not a bond, but general liability insurance. Okay.
Yeah, and
I'm sorry.
There was another one back over here.
Yeah, and I'll read that one out on section. The commissioners are designated, may inspect work, non-compliance work must be corrected within reasonable. Oh, I'm sorry, that's not the, so many days, we need to fill that one in.
Yeah, they're on section 8. That way, if y'all get out there and this road was caused a base failure or something, and they gotta come back and fix it. You know, everybody's idea on what a reasonable amount of time might be a little bit different. Y'all are gonna want it done within probably, you know, 30 to 60 days. And contractor reasonable time to them might be a year. Mm-hmm. And I think y'all need to be able to set now if this is gonna be fixed.
Yeah.
But if it's not, it's just cause bigger and bigger problem.
Yeah. Number four is on the front page on section five, proof of general liability insurance minimum, and I'd say, he said probably $500,000 in general liability, which most companies have that already if they don't have a million on hand. Agreement to indemnify the county.
What number are you on, Judge?
To what now?
What number are you on?
Number on the very front page, section five, application requirements. It's got five. You got the basic application, you got simple map drawing. And the reason, another thing is, these are y'all the ones that are familiar with them more than anybody else. The sheriff has certain things that he goes, and he doesn't have to go before, there's things that he does, he can, by law, can do and everything. And this is just one of them to simplify things that come up that are a pain in the, So. But my recommendation would be to at least the minimum $500,000 on my general liability on the front. That was Landon's recommendation. Also. And then we need a time on section eight on a reasonable time not to exceed how many days. He didn't say anything about that, did he?
He just said let the
commissioners
decide.
So, I think 30 days.
You can actually decide on your own, too, just fill it in. Each one of you could have different on the day.
Well, that's true, too, because it's theirs. When you go out there
and that's just up to y'all.
And then this way we can send all the people a call up here about road crossings and everything. We'll just send them straight to y'all instead of us trying to.
We have to come up with what the permit fee is going to be also. Is there going to be a permit? Is there going to be a fee for the permit? The permit required, the county road. Is there going to be a fee for that? Section three on the front page.
What do we do on per, but Katie's not here. What do we, oh, there's, what do we do on permits for big trucks tearing up roads? I know that.
They do a bond.
A what?
They have to do a bond.
Well, I'm talking about agriculture. They're exempt, but they still have to come get a permit. Do we charge anything for that? I don't think we do. I think we actually just give them a permit to do it.
Yeah, that's what I was just wondering. If there's going to be a fee, whether or not.
Yeah, like a log truck or anything, if they're going to be logging somewhere, they just need to.
They got to come up with a permit. I don't think there's a charge for that at all. So. Because it's an agriculture now, if you have oil trucks, that's a little bit different. I think they got to come up with a bond on like oil trucks. Yeah. You all want a permit fee or just make sure they have to get one?
I don't know. We can actually legally charge a permit fee. I mean, we just have to, look that up. I don't know.
I was just wondering as I read through it, just whether or not since there's a permit required, we can get a fee for it. If there's not, that's fine. As you know,
this is one of the chicken before the egg things. Do we need to approve it and then figure out the cost of the bond and stuff?
I think so. Okay. I think you can approve it, and if we need a fee, we'll always come back for the fee.
Yeah, and then we can approve, and also we can approve the bond today too, since
there's
insurance, how's that?
General liability.
General liability. In 30 days, we can do that for you. You like 30? Everybody like 30? Well, let's vote on it first. Because there's no reason to fill all that out. We're not going to pass it. All right, do we have a motion?
So moved.
Second. Okay, got a motion and a second. Any more discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed. The ayes have it. Okay, so now. $500,000 okay with y'all?
Mm-hmm.
Everybody okay with that?
Mm-hmm.
And 30 days?
Mm-hmm.
Or y'all can come back, like she said, y'all can always, I guess they can do whatever they want.
I would say it's
well, sometimes your weather and all that may have something, you just got to get with you on that.
Okay.
Probably set your 30 days as your base, and then depending on what the weather is, the commissioner, at their discretion, can see if an extension needs to be given.
I'll put it back.
Mm-hmm.
That sounds good. All right. What else? Do you need, you running him out? Any news?
No, that was all about the 1% and the other.
Paris's dad-in-law, as most of y'all know, passed away, and county sent, and I'd like to read thank you to all the elected officials and county employees for the beautiful spray. The Tillery family. Rex was a very great man that was very involved in the community and has been ever since he's come here. And like I told him in the hospital that day, I said, Rex was the kind of guy that, you know, when you live in Mount Vernon, quite frankly, county, it takes years to be accepted. Rex is one of those times, but he's almost immediately, boy, everybody just loved Rex. But he's a Pittsburgh boy, and I figured it'd take a lot longer than a guy from Pittsburgh. But he moved down to Lake, and just a great guy, involved in Rotary and everything else. Just always around talking to people. He wasn't shy about talking to people. Great guy.
All right. Quick, Judge, before we move on from the agenda, number 9, it's not time for their report yet, so we need to officially do no action or something on that. No action because
no action on number 9 since they're not ready for that.
It's not time for that yet.
Okay.
They on the Cross delegation, I think it's Northwest 1091, the solar company has built it. It's unmaintained county road. They have built a road going across almost like a dam, so to speak. And I never had a chance to speak to Mandy about it. Y'all just thought about that road deal, and that's just kind of an odd deal.
They better build some really nice road.
I just need somebody to send that. I don't know if he's 30.
You're talking about the culverts.
No, but yeah, there's a hole. It's like a, they built it level across there. It's almost a dam across.
1091.
Yes, across it. And if you're hauling hay, if you're going to that any other property there, I mean, it's like going up a dam. Going over, there's no way to truck each other. Like, if you're pulling out each other, there's no way to cross.
You know, yes, I've seen this since they built it up. I mean, they put the culverts.
I mean, it's high. It's like, you can't, if you park your truck on the other side, if you're looking up, you can't. It's that tall. It's huge. And they built it across the county road.
Yeah, they're the ones that messed up on all that.
Yeah, it's just.
I went terrible. I like not got it before they started working. I like not. I knew it got stuck. I didn't realize it was that bad. And I called the agency and said, did you ever work on this road? He said, oh, no, I didn't play with it.
That's great, yeah. I'm not sure if it's here, but it's still unmaintained. I understood that. But now you can't.
Well, I won't
drive down it.
Yeah.
You can't go over it.
Yes.
Yeah. Where is there cross it across the 2 blocks of land?
Yes, and that road goes parallel with the county road. I don't know why they didn't somehow work with us or something. Y'all or something. But anyway.
I can talk to them about that. I was thinking they built that up just to get a little cushion where they were going across so much, but I
didn't know. Just a little bit. But I didn't want to. Y'all just talked about that today. That's the only reason I brought it up. I apologize. I just
don't. I haven't been done in a while.
You mean right now? It's been
long. I said, you mean you can get out of there now anyway?
No. I can't get out of there. All right. Come up with something else. I forgot what I was going to say now. Hold on, let me look at the notes. Hot tax today, too.
Yeah.
Reminds you to be here at 2 o'clock. Well, I guess everybody's going to come in here and argue there while they want the money at 2 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
Alrighty. Well, I'm back from Lubbock, so there you go.
Did you learn anything?
It's the same thing. You just got to get so many hours.
I learned things.
I did. And it pops up.
I was at the same school.
I did. There were several things. Me and AJ were sitting.
You got the ring. Huh? You got the ring.
That's right.
You even made the TAC website.
Did I really? Mm-hmm. Was I?
He was really
He
bad.
Did. He was
Yeah, you were playing on your phone.
I was there a lot. Let me tell you something. I imagine about 90% of us are sitting there like it right here. So, I'm going to start trying a different school in the last 4 years to get my hires. But I did. There was a couple of things that we said, I didn't realize that. So, and I can't remember what they are. So, it comes to me.
You didn't write them down, did you?
I got a whole big old thing back in there, so I'll look over it. All right. Anybody else for you? Anybody? Great. Nope. Most of you approve?
Function to the very.
Got a motion second, all in favor say aye. All opposed, see y'all at 2. Thank you all for coming. That's what I was going to do, I was going to ask you if you had something. I saw you walking.
I just did.